Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now is District 10 Representative Joshua Putnam, who is running for Secretary of State against sitting Secretary of State Mark Hammond. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show today.
Sure, no problem. Okay, my biggest objection to you doing this, and I really do oppose this, Josh Putnam, is that you unfortunately cannot serve us anymore in the legislature, and I'm not sure I'm in favor of that. You've done a wonderful job. You have been a very, very consistent conservative and, you know, opposing gas tax hikes, fighting a good fight, all of that. Yeah. So convince me that I should lose you in the legislature.
Well, I've been there fighting for what it means to be conservative Republicans, and not when it's easy to do that for a postcard, but on every single vote. And I'm proud to serve with other House members that we stick together in. But what I realized over the last several years is that we're usually a few votes on that board. And sometimes we can slow down legislation, but, I mean, let's give an example, the gas tax. Well, we weren't able to stop that, but we tried everything we could, but we didn't have enough voices in that body. So a year ago, I said, you know, where could I serve the people more? Where could I help affect the most change in South Carolina? And I was looking at all the offices, and I was like, you know, there's an office over here called the Secretary of State. Not many people know what it does, but there's something special that I found out about that office. That office touches every aspect of government. You see, I believe if you touch every aspect of government, it gives you a foothold to be able to talk about every single issue. You see, the treasurer, he's able to talk about any issue dealing with finances. The superintendent is able to talk about any issues dealing with education. And the governor can talk about any issues because the governor deals with everything. The only other statewide position you will go to elect in a couple days, in a June 12th primary, is the Secretary of State. Now, we have never used this office whatsoever like this, but this office has the most potential to be a loud voice to push policy reforms and to talk about issues that are most important to South Carolina and to help rally the base outside the House and the Senate. And I believe after the last 7 years, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take somebody with energy, with passion, with a vision to go across the state to talk about these issues that are facing South Carolina, to put out the other side, the conservative side, to all these arguments. Because too often in Columbia, you get one-sided arguments that come out of Columbia. And so I believe we need more voices outside that body to rally the troops, like your listeners are listening right now, to get them energized and to get them focused on the other side of the message. And so that's where I believe Joshua Putnam can be extremely effective of actually infecting and helping push meaningful conservative Republican change in our state. But it's never been done like this before. We've never used the Secretary of State's office like this, but we can. In other states, the Secretary of State's office is a lot more prominent, is a lot more active. We just use this office as out of sight, out of mind, but that's got to change. And with my leadership in that role, we will definitely change that. And yes, I won't have one vote on the board, but I will be able to carry a larger voice across the state.
Talking to Joshua Putnam, he is running for Secretary of State. So you're saying you want to be Secretary of State so you can use the office as a bully pulpit?
Yes. Yes. I think that is the most powerful thing about this office. Now, obviously, I want to reform business licensing in South Carolina. I want to get the office running well. I tell people, if I can take an office, a government office, and if I can transform that office into what good government should be, how good government should operate like a private industry, can you imagine the template we would have to execute in every other government office? I mean, just think about it for one second. Think about if Joshua Putnam was able to take an office that no one cared about, no one paid any attention to, that was irrelevant in everybody's day-to-day lives, unless you're doing an LLC or a nonprofit. And if I could transform an office like that into an office that actually uses efficiencies like the private sector uses, can you imagine what we could demand from every other government office at that point? Because I was always told, I've always heard the two lies in government. It's too difficult, Joshua. You don't understand. It's way too difficult. Or this is how it's always been. We just can't change it. It's how it's always been. Can you imagine if we did, if we changed an office like that, then those two lies don't hold any weight anymore. Because then everybody can say, well, if Joshua Putnam can do that to the Secretary of State's office, why can't we demand these reforms in every other government agency?
I think
that's the most powerful.
I want to stop you for a second because Joshua Putnam, I understand why you're running for the office. It's actually a compelling reason. But that means we'd have to remove Mark Hammond from office. So
yes.
Just tell me, Joshua Putnam, why should Mark Hammond be shown the door?
I don't think anybody should be able to own an office. And Mark's been there 16 years. Mark might be a nice guy, but the problem with Mark is he shows up on average maybe 2 days out of the entire week. So he's not even showing up. I mean, might as well, if you're the taxpayer out there, go find a college intern and let him run the office. At least you'll save money at that point. But, I mean, showing up 2 days out of the week, and then he drives a state car from Columbia to the Spartanburg every single day. You've paid over $100,000 in taxpayer funding for his travel. And it's just not that. Whenever he does stay in Columbia, he actually gets a hotel room and charges the state from that. So you're paying two different things. I mean, I promise you and I promise every listener that, number one, I would term limit myself to only two terms because it's not about me. The second thing is I will show up to work every single day because you can't make this office into a shining beacon of what good government should be if you're not showing up to work. And when he doesn't show up to work, you have employees that have been insulted by other employees. You have the chief of staff that has given herself a $10,000 raise in 1 year and has given herself a $50,000 raise in a few years. And you've got her five people, her managers, who have started off making $20,000 that make over $80,000 right now. I don't know how any of that's legal because we can't give those types of raises. And the way they're getting around the law is very unethical. But I talked to other people in the office that have been working there like over 15 years, and they said, yeah, I've only gone up and pay a couple $1,000 since I've started here.
Unfortunately, I have to hit a break. Tell folks how they can find out more about you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook, Joshua Putnam for Secretary of State. You'll see a lot of content. We're traveling across the state right now with my family in an RV, just to meet as many voters and to show the voters that, you know, we're going to actually work for you for a change. We're actually going to show up and we're actually going to put in the effort and we're going to work hard for this. And then you can also go to joshuaputnam.com, our website. My cell phone is 864-238-9431. That again is 238-9431. That's my personal cell. That's not a campaign person's cell. That is my cell. Because I believe if you're going to elect the left representative, you should have their personal contact.
Joshua Putnam, want to thank you so much for joining us this morning on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.